To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, This says the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your labor and endurance, and that you cannot endure wicked men, and have put to the test those calling themselves apostles and are not, and have found them false. Yet endurance you have, and you have endured for the sake of my name, and have not weakened. But I have this against you, that you have lost the love you had at first. Therefore remember how far you have fallen, and repent, and do the works you did at first. And if not, I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who overcomes, I will let him eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, This says the first and the last, the one who was put to death and returned to life. I know your affliction and poverty, but you are rich, and the blasphemy of those saying they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is going to throw some of you into prison, so that you may be tested, and you will have hardship for 10 days. Be faithful up to death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who overcomes will certainly not be hurt by the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamum write, This says the one who has the sharp two-edged sword. I know where you live, where the throne of Satan is, yet you hold to my name and did not deny your faith in me even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death amongst you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there some that hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to throw a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat idol sacrifices and to fornicate. So you too, in the same way, have some that hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Therefore repent, and if not, I am coming to you soon and will fight them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who overcomes, I will give from the hidden manna, and I will give him a little white stone, and on the stone a new name is written, which no one knows except the one who receives it. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, This says the Son of God, whose eyes are like a flame of fire, and his feet like bronze. I know your deeds and your love, your faithfulness, service, and endurance, also that your last deeds are better than the first. But I have this against you, that you tolerate Jezebel, the woman who calls herself a prophetess, and teaches and deceives my servants to fornicate and to eat idol sacrifices. And I gave her time to repent, and she does not want to repent from her fornication. Behold, I am putting her into a sickbed, and those committing adultery with her into great distress, unless they repent from her practices. Also I will kill her children with pestilence, and all the churches will know that I am the one who searches minds and hearts, and will give to each one of you according to your deeds. But I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, all who do not keep this teaching, who do not know the deep things of Satan, as they say, I am not putting any other burden on you. Only hold to what you have until I come. And the one who overcomes and attends to my work until the end, I will give him authority over the nations, just as I also received from my Father. And he will shepherd them with a rod of iron, to break them into pieces like pots of clay, and I will give him the dawn star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, This says the one who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds, that you have a name for being alive, and yet you are dead. Be awake and restore those that remain and were about to die, for I have not found your deeds perfect in the sight of my God. Therefore remember how you received and heard. Be observant and repent. For if you are not awake, I will come like a thief, and you will never know at what hour I will come upon you. But you have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their clothes, and they shall walk with me in white, because they are worthy. The one who overcomes will dress himself like this in white clothes, and never will I erase his name from the scroll of life, and I will declare his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, This says the Holy One, the True One, the One who holds the key of David, who opens and no one will close, closes and no one opens. I know your deeds. Since you have little strength, even you kept my order and not denied my name. Look, I have set before you an open door which no one can close. Behold, I will hand over some of the synagogue of Satan, those saying they are Jews and are not, for they lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship at your feet, and they shall know that I love you. Since you have kept my order to endure, also I will keep you from the hour of trial that is to come upon the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth. I am coming soon. Hold to what you have, so that no one may take your crown. The one who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the sanctuary of my God, and never will he go out again. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, of the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from my God, and my own new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, This says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the origin of the creation of God. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would rather you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I am about to vomit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich and have plenty, and there is nothing I need. And you do not know that you are the wretched one, pitiable and poor and blind and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white clothes, so that you may dress yourself and not expose the shame of your nakedness, and ointment to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. All those whom I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and eat with him, and he with me. The one who overcomes, I will let him sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.